Anthony, can I ask you about sort of the use of internal audit? There's a question that came in and it says, is there not a risk that management uses as a way of managing risk rather than managing risks themselves?
Yeah, I mean, I have a view that you know, if organizations think that internal audit are doing risk management for them, they've got problems. Risk management is something that happens. Risk management is management. It happens throughout the organization at all levels. What internal audit can do, if they have a role, is to challenge, is to assess the system in place for providing corporate risk management information to the board. And to make sure that actually they can say to the board, the way this is done, the way it's collated, you are getting an accurate picture of the risk within the organization. That's not to say they're necessarily being managed properly. I don't see that as the role of internal audit. And I don't know, Fran may have some views from how things operate in Conwy.
Well, my role sits within corporate performance, and therefore the risks role sits within corporate performance. It's not actually within internal audit. But within Conwy, we work very closely with internal audit, and as you say, they are there to make sure that our processes are sound. But we very much work with them as the eyes and ears. So it's a two-way thing where we will feed back to internal audit the risks that are coming through the services and use that to do some follow-up work sometimes, which, you know, we see internal audit very much as a support function within Conwy, that they might be able to go out and do further work to see, you know, what those risks and challenges are and come up with some recommendations as how we can support that service. But as you quite rightly say, we see risk as being the responsibility of all services, and therefore internal audit contribute to it, but we see that as a useful role.
Keely, can I ask you what FIFA sees their view as the relationship between internal audit and risk management?
Well, I mean, clearly internal audit has a role to play within risk management, in the sense that, as I mentioned before, it's got to evaluate and improve the risk management processes within an organisation. But I mean, very much, I think Andy mentioned earlier on in the webinar that it's the accounting officer or accountable officer, depending on where you're working. It's their responsibility to set, for example, risk appetite. I mean, overall, it's down to management, it's down to the board to put into place and to make sure that the risk management processes are embedded in an organisation, but internal audit certainly have a role to play in evaluating those processes, seeing if they're effective, seeing if they are embedded throughout an organisation. I mean, I mentioned earlier that there's actually there's a move for heads of internal audit to take on the responsibility of risk management, but there's certainly a line that shouldn't be crossed with the types of processes that internal audit should be carrying out within risk management. I mean, ultimately it's not their responsibility, and they have to manage any conflicts of interest where, with one hand, they may have operational responsibility for risk management, but yet they've also got to provide an internal audit opinion on risk management, governance, and internal control. So on the overall framework that an organisation has in each of those areas. So there are conflicts of interest that have to be managed. I mean, the Institute of Internal Audit has an excellent piece of guidance out, which specifically relates to the role of internal audit within enterprise risk management. It's about 5 years old now, but it's a great piece of guidance, and I urge you to have a look at it, especially if you have an internal audit, an Institute of Internal Audit member within your organisation. But if you don't, you can actually purchase now the guide from the IIA on the IIA's own website in the UK. But it's got a very interesting fan diagram, and it basically sets out in that fan diagram areas about risk management where, you know, it's fine, internal audit actually have a role to play within those particular areas. And then it has the next sort of third of this fan, which is, okay, well, internal audit can look at these areas, but, you know, clearly you're going to have some sort of arrangements in place to mitigate any conflicts of interest that may arise here. And then there's a last third, which is, okay, internal audit really shouldn't be looking at this, shouldn't be responsible for this. They should be very hands-off, or not looking at it. They should be reviewing it, but they shouldn't have any part to play in establishing these particular processes within the risk management framework. And I think it's quite clear. It's something that the ISAB, which is the Internal Audit Standards Advisory Board, were discussing at the last meeting in September, because risk management and internal audit are so closely linked without necessarily meaning that one is responsible for the other, basically. But I urge you to have a look at that guide, and clearly we can send a link out on that.